Yud and Beis, by the two dots. Rav Shimon Omer, towards the bottom of the page, Rav Shimon Omer. So Afeluk Sherim. So the Arkos, Shalom to Kacham Arkosher for Gittin Nashim and for Shechur Yavodim. So the Mer says, "Halab b'nei Krisus Nino." So part of the eight is that they have to be in the concept of Krisus, of the concept of a marriage and divorce of the Torah, to have it din to be kosher for it be eight a kedusha, eight a gerushin. So Amar Bishim, Amar Bzeira, Yerod Bishim and the Shitasa Shav Rabbi Elazar, number eight a mesira karti. Rabbi Shimon has plumbed the depth of Rabbi Elazar Shita, who holds Eidim Mesira Karti. So the fact that there's non-kosher witnesses signed on the get doesn't bother us, since it was given in front of Eidim Mesira. Okay. The verse says, what do you mean? V'omer Rabbi Abba, murder Rabbi Elazar b'mezuyif mitoich ha-shaposel. So we have this before, that even though Rabbi Elazar holds Eidim Mesira Karti, but he's murder mirabonon, that when you have Adam signed on the star, I mean, right, you don't need any Adam on the star at all. You just need the right up to get and give it in front of Adam Asira. That's a valid gerushin. Because the main point of the gerushin is not the witnessing, not the testimony of it, it's the action. So the get is a valid expression of the husband's desire to divorce his wife. It's given in front of Adam, so it has every element of being a valid gerushin. So we're happy, we're good to go. The only problem is, but the Chachamim came along and said, Mirabonon, if the get is, or the shtar has somebody signed in it who's not kosher, Mirabonon, it's possible, because we're going to see him signed in there, we're going to eventually come to rely on them, to use them. And that, so the Gzeirat Rabbonon made the possible. Some more answers. Hachem Maskinon. Hashem is Mufakim. That the case over here was that the names of the non-Jewish people over here were clearly non-Jewish. The Jews never would use those names, and therefore, there's no gzera. You might come to believe that they're Jewish and you can use them as Eidim. So we're not afraid. You're going to conclude that non-Jewish people are conservators. That we get. You're afraid that you might end up using these individuals as Adim. Well, these individuals you will not use as Adim because you know that they're not Jewish. Hechidam Yishemus Mufakim. What are examples of Shemus Mufakim? So the Mora says a few names. Amar Papa Gagarin Hormiz. Tyson says the Gershon should be Herman. Herman. Okay. Vabudina, Bar Shiksoi, Ubar Kidri, Ubati, Benakim Una. So all those are examples of Shemus Mufakim. And these, the Rashi says, the reason why we chose these names, these were names of non-Jewish judges. So we're talking about over here the names of judges. So Morris says these names of these non-Jewish judges. They were well known names. Nobody Jewish had that name. Okay. Okay. Tosis goes through some of them and explains why they were not Jewish. The Jews wouldn't use them. You know, we get to Rashi. Look at the Tosis also. Okay. Mor says, okay, fine. Avoshem Shenim of Hakim. But what you're saying is that Reb Shimon agrees that if the names of the non-Jews are not clear, and you'll see them signed, you might actually come to mistakenly believe that you can use them as Adam. So then, what are you saying? Lo, then Reb Shimon agrees that the star is no good. Even though Mira writes it's kosher because you have Adam Masira. And he holds a Kribbalah, so Adam Masira card. Mira Bonan, you have Adam signed in it, which are not kosher. And it's not clear that they're not kosher. And you're eventually mistakenly going to use them. So it's no good. So that's true. Ihachi, So Rav Shimon said like this, the only problem is when it was done with a hedyet. The problem is not only if it's done with a hedyet, means a non-dayan. The problem is even if it's done with a dayan who has a name, which is not muvok. Okay, so according to this thought process, we need to, within the verkos, which we're saying there's elements of being trustworthy, but beyond that we have another problem of they might mistakenly use them. It depends whether they're shemitz mufakim or not. That's much more direct within the context of what we're talking about. That's a preferred statement. Now Tosis asks Akash over here that there's a more basic problem. So why is hedyet possible? There's Edom Mesira. We're not relying on Edom at all. So if you have hedyotis who have shemitz mufakim, why shouldn't they be kosher? Like, what's the problem?
In other words.
So, in other words, when you're talking about regular shtaris, we understand our kohos are reliable, hedyotis, non-Jewish hedyotis are not reliable. So, but now that we're saying that the point over here of Shimon is you're relying on the Edom Mesira, the only problem is that you might mistakenly use them, and since they have clearly, distinctly non-Jewish names, you wouldn't use them. So even a hedyot should be kosher. So Tosfos says that we're geyser otter shar shtoris. In other words, I'm going to see these Edom signed over here. I'm going to say, listen, I'm not going to use them for gerishin because they're not Jewish, but I see they're reliable. Well, by the case of our kohos, they are reliable. But the case of the hedyotis, they're not reliable. And so hedyotis are possible. I get that. Samora says, fine. So how can I become? The more says that's what the more answers that that's what the Mishnah meant. The medam were mishemis mufakim. I was shemis shenim mufakim. Naski mishenasa behedyet upsulim. So the case of a get isha done with arkos with shemis shenim mufakim will function similar to the case of a Nasi Behedit, where it's possible, even by Shemus Mufakim, even with Edom Mesira, etc. Your boy is saying, Sefer Osan, the Gitte Moment. Vachakamer, Rav Shimon is really finishing off his thought. You, Tanakama, said that our kosher for Gitte Moment. And not for Gittay Noshim. The truth is they're kosher for Gittay Noshim. They're kosher for Gittay Noshim as well because of the Edom Mesira. The only place really that's relevant to discuss our kos is by Gittay Momin. Vachakamer lachusko Gittay Momin d'psulim elab is manchanasa behedit. Okay. Let's see Rashi. Five lights on the bottom. Krisa. Krisa means Lashon of Havdala, separating. Lashon Sefer Krisa. We use the word Krisa because that's how the Torah refers to again as a Sefer Krisus. The Kibbutz Loshachi, but Torah's Kitten Bekadushin. Einasim Edim and Dover. So since they are not in the concept of Kitten and Kedushin, therefore, they cannot be Edom. How do I? Why do I say that Edus for Gittin Kedushin requires being in the concept? The Ksiva Kosev and Nosan Mishi Yeshem and Nesina Yeshem Ksiva. Because remember, the point of the Edus is to take the Rotsan of the Baal. The get is written in the language of, it's a fascinating idea, really. The get is written in the language of the husband. It's written in the first person, that I am divorcing, I am. It's all I. He doesn't sign on it. Edom sign on it. So it's written by the Baal, but the Edom are signing on it to testify that that's what he really said that. So the we call that, that's why the Rameyer holds that the Eidei Chasima Karti, the Moshul, the Eidei Chasima are, the Torah says, V'kosav, it means V'kosav. So it's part of the ksiva process. It's not a din of chasima, it's a din of ksiva conceptually. This is how you put this down on paper. You put it on paper by having this language and testifying that that's what he meant. So if they're not in the concept of creases, they can't be in the scene, they can't be in ksiva. Yerubah Shimon l'shitos l'shur b'lozer domer edim asira edim asira to get who the karsi filmer perak b'asra. So Shimon b'lozer said later on in the last perak, Mishnah last perak, that avishena love edim elshenos love if they edim, the Tana over there says even if there's no edim signed on it, as long as it was given in front of the edim, it's kosher, because the ksiva means ksiva, so that you have, and you need edim, so you have edim, everything is good. So Rav Shimon is being machshir, this gets signed by the Arkos as long as you give it in front of Edim Asira.
No, wasn't talking about that at all. He signed because he thought Paul Joseph would have banned.
Fine.
So then you can fit that into Shmuel, right? In other words, they get
it. Okay.
You would understand.
It's important to point out the case over here was drawn up in the Arkos of the Chachamim. Means it was written by Yisrael. It was just signed by the Arkos. So Moshe says, I don't get it. But Rabbah said, "Murder Belozer b'Mizuv Mitoicher Dav Vagab Damer Belozer Get Shenel of Edim is Kosher." You can have a get with no Edim signed in it and it's kosher. Fine. That's Dafka Shenel of Edim. It's because there's no Edom on it. El Yeshua by Edom, if there are Edom on it, which are psulim, is posim and rabbonim. If you have Edom, which are signed, which are kosher, fine. If you have no Edom, fine. If Edom signed, which are posul, so there's a ziyu pitoich within the document itself. There's something which is undermining it. Why? The most costly the mimsiri vapayu. If I see the Edom signed in it, I might end up using them for Edom Asira. Okay. So Mora says, "Moshe says, 'Vachim d'arv de'chachavim v'lashkichi Yisrael demaski b'hanu shma hasam.' So it's not common for Jews to use those names. Sula also the mishem chalayu. So you won't use them. The man yodi d'arv de'chachavim heim. So the chashash is not that you're going to use people in general. The chashash you can use these people. I won't use these people. I know they're goyim. Okay." Hormuz Avadina Barshisoi Barakidri Bati Vanakim Uno Kum Shemus Dayani of the Chachamim.
Don't send the Jews. Send some other slaves.
Moore says, okay. Means even Barakos. If they the Shemus are Edom of Hagim, lift the Bidida, Barakos Kufa and Narcos Kufa, you should differentiate between Shemus Muf Hagim. Abba Shemus Edom of Hagim. That they should be possible. So more answered. Avshem said, "Malkim nasu kishari shtaris shomecher shenasu bedyotzis belarkos dehani vadi psili." So the shem shenim of Malkim, we give it the same status as a not a get but a regular shtar, which is done with a hedyot, which is nothing. Dehani vadi psili deloy kapti aurayu nafshayu. The hedyotzis are not concerned about their reputation. And they would sign on something which is false. So the issue of comparing it to Hedjit versus Arkos is by a Shtar Raya, like we said yesterday, which we don't need to effect anything because they're not Edom. The only point is that the issue is proof. Well, the chazaka that they by Arkos that they care about their reputation is strong enough to consider it a proof.
Hedyot
is not.
Right.
And you the hasam ikal flugi ben hedyot Arkos. So a by Shtar Raya, our coast work, and Hedya doesn't work. Well, ideally, beget Isha, then you increase this. When it comes to the creases issue, Hedya and Arkos, Shavim, they're the same.
Correct. I think you might be going forward to the
what it's saying, Seva Lahuskaru the Kani, the phrase that Rav Shimon said, Lahuskaru, is also looking at the Imam. Rabbanu Kamrile, Avareshakoi. So, Kol Sharos Olam Rakos are kosher. The only problem is Hedit. That's over the. That's really the first thought. Rav Shimon says they're also kosher. Okay, Rav Shimon's thought is finished. And the Huzgar is going back on the Tanakh. Kol Sharos Shemam and Olam Rakos and the Chachamim Ksherim can story Mecher. Can appreciate his time on Liel, the Zuzi, Konale, the Kenyan is done. Mishtar, the Sadusa Baalma, the story is just for proof. Loi, the Yoy, the Zuzi, Kamayo, Lohavi, Marin, Avshayo. If the transaction had not taken place, the judges would not want to undermine the reputation. And the Lemichtim Shtara, to write a Shtar, the Huskul, the apostle, was much an Asibahedid to look up the Aure, and Avshayo. They're not Makbid on being. Ma'ar of their nefesh. Let's take a little bit over here a little bit. So Herman. So the Gemara is a Gersa of Hermes, and Rashi follows that Gersa. Tosfos changes it to with a Nun, Herman. Jews will not name themselves like that. The Herman, who shame Satan Vishade. It's the name of a shade. Abu Hormiz, Bizayan, the famous name of Hormiz is the Hula Shevach, is considered a praiseworthy name. Perakech Adeni Mamanis, Mipalgo Ditoch, Vileel, the Hormiz, Vileel de Hormiz, the Sachas de Horman, Arisha Bizayan, Mashani Ben Nun. So Morris says that there is that.
Good morning, Mr.
Svi. The Gemara is contrasting. I don't remember. So Moshe Beno is talking about human beings in general, from the middle point and upwards, they're hormis, and from the middle point and downwards, they're like animals. They're hormis. So you regard the first one, Hormiz, that's something of praiseworthy, and Horman is the lower part of the person. Rashi Goris Tarayu B'Zayin. Rashi over there is Goris both with a Zayin. Elish B'Sheni Goris De Ahormiz. Fine. So he adds an Aleph to it. So Tosfos says the Gersa is Hormiz and Hormin. Rashi says the Gersa is Hormiz and Ahormiz. Okay, fine. The next point Tosfos is a different Lakuta. Fine. Then Shibsoi, the Gersa, the Shabsi Shem Yisraelu. The Kama Makoma, so we have the name Shabsi.
And the other one, the middle one.
Not a point I want to get stuck on. Al Shabsoi, who Ruach Ruach, can remember Parakolabosu, the Mora says that the name for that Ruach Ruach, which dwells in people's hands, is Shabsoi. So no Jew's going to name himself that, hopefully. Parent names his kid, you know, you're Ruach Ruach. Okay. That would not be a very nice idea to. Okay. Fine. Fine. Something more. Tanya, back in the Gemara. Tanya, Omer Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yosi. So Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yosi, who's not Rabbi Elazar, which we had before. But he's a Tana, but he's not Rabbi Elazar. That's Tam Tana. Stam Rabbi Elazar is Rabbi Elazar ben Shemua. Chacham Rabbi Shimon the Chachamim. So Shimon said the Chachamim, who said over here that Gittin Hashem is possible. that the Shimon responded, he said, but Sidon, in the city of Sidon, there was a machlokes about this issue. So the generation before us was the generation of Rabbi Kiva and the other Chachamim. They were Tamidim of Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Huda were all Tamidim of Rabbi Akiva. So Rabbi Shimon is arguing in his generation with the other Chachamim. He's saying in the generation before, Rabbi Kiva and the Chachamim didn't argue, I'll call the Shtaros, I'll call the Chachamim. Shall be shechesmeim of the chacham ksherim. I feel like getting noshim shechurei vodim. There never was an argument about arkos. Even by get and by shechur, where was the argument? L'lechu galu b'zman shenasu beheadit. They were arguing in the case it was not so beheadit. Shem kibba machsher. Even that Rebbe Kibba was machsher. Mechamim poislim. Chutz megitin noshim shechurei vodim. By Hedyot, the Chachamim said, Baget and Shechur is kosher. Because since there's any Masir, you're lying in any Masir, even by Hedyot is kosher. So Rav Shimon Gamliel said that the Gittin Noshim are kosher, but B'makom Shein Yitzchok Chosman, those Gittin Noshim that you were being makshir, that's only in a case where there's the Goyim will not allow the Jews to sign. So that makes it obvious to people that the signatories, the Edom over here, must be Goyim, because it's a known fact that they didn't let the Jews sign over there in that city. So you have the name of the city, and you see the signatures, you know it's Goyim. So there's no chashash you're going to come to rely on them. And that's when they were makshir getting noshim. Welcome, she saw Chosman in a place where Jews were able to sign the documents. Lo, then getting noshim are not kosher. So you're right that since there's Edom Asira, that'll solve the problem, Mikra Din. But the Gzeira goes beyond even the case of Shemesh Muvhakim, etc. That's not the point. The point is we're going to confuse them with being Jews. The only thing we're not going to confuse them with being Jews in the case where it was a known fact that the Jews were not allowed to give any testimony and sign any documents in that city. So that city, we know anybody signed the document is a goy. That's when the Chomer Machsher. So your argument that they were Machsher Gittin Noshim is not relevant, because nowadays we don't have that Gzeira anymore, that decree that the Jews can't sign, and therefore Gittin Noshim are going to be problematic. Okay. Samor says, according to you, that we're, even though they have Shemus of Hakim, we're still going to confuse Goyim and Yidden, so you might confuse cities also. Malcolm Shein Yisrael Chosman, even a place where they do not allow the Jews to sign any documents, Nami Ligzer Otto Malcolm Shein Yisrael Chosman. We're going to confuse it. If you're afraid that Shemus of Hakim, we know it's a Goy, but we're just going to get confused and say, well, if that guy was signed, all the guys can get signed, then who knows what's going to happen. So why are you relying on that a city being better, that, well, there's a city where the only Goyim is signed? Yeah, but you know, people are going to forget and say, well, that city, so this other city, the concern really applies across the board. And we'll assume that that's what happened. Some more answers, no. Shmo b'shmo machlev, asa b'asa lemachlev. That the concern about confusing names, that's a possibility. The concern about confusing cities, those are well known, that's much more obvious, and that we will not confuse. Let's hear Rashi.
No.
Rav Shimon l'chacham, it's about halfway down the page.
The question is,
he wants to prove his point that Gittin Noshim are kosher. Because Lo Nechlu Rekiva Chachamim Shein Dor Shoyil Lefaneinu. The generation before us, they also discussed this issue, and they did not disagree that our kos are kosher. They already agree that our kos are kosher, even by getting noshim. They all agreed that shtaris early merkos are kosher, even getting noshim, like I said. The Milsa the Rishimah this after the first stage of Rishimah statement, the words Gedinashim, Chutz Gedinashim are not there. El Basayf of the Masao, the Rabbanon Garisla, it's in the Rabbanon. Okay, Ochel Garsina, Loinach Lekor Elam is Machanasa Behedit. Shere Bekiva Machshir, Rechamim Paisim, Chutz Gedinashim, Shechari Avonim. So we have a new idea that by Hedit Rabbi Kiva is Machshir. The Chacham say that no, by Hedit it's possible, except for Gedinashim and Shechari Avonim, it's better and it's kosher. Why is that? The Kiva should not be Hedit. So the case where it's done by Hedit, Shashori Mecher, the Kaimi, the Raya, Malay, and the Sadi of the Chacham Samachinan, is possible. They are Shikra Chosim. We're talking about Hedit. By Shtar Raya, they're the proof. We're not bringing any other witnesses. We're just saying the transaction was a transaction. And now here's the proof, because there's a star. She's relying on the star. Well, maybe the star is false. Just had Yaitis will sign falsely. But that's by Yaitis. That's by Shari Mecher. I'll forget the Noshim. Lava Leim Sanchinan, Ela Ede Mesira. You're relying on Ede Mesira. Therefore, by Hedyotis, if the Shemans are Mufakim, so you won't confuse them as that they're Jewish, so even though they're Hedyotis, the Chomer say it's kosher. That's how far. So Shem Lil said back, no.
In both cases, it's a star, Raya, not confused.
What do you mean? Not get the Nosham or Star Kenyan. Nosham, right?
But it's
Eid Mesira.
So you're not relying upon the Arkos. Is the Arkos the
Eid Mesira? Okay. Shimon is arguing that since it's Eid Mesira, it's kosher. The only thing is, he's masking. There's a problem of Mesuif Mitoichai. So. Shem Zufakim takes care of Mizuf Mitoicha. The Xer Mizuf Mitoicha is you might end up using them as Aden for everything. Well, you're not going to do that because they're Shem Zufakim. So, therefore, in the stage of the Gemara before, we said by Hedyot, by Gittin Oshim, it's possible. Same arguments. Like, well, the Shem Zufakim and there's Aden Mesir, like, what's the problem? Xer Altushar Stars. Now, in this brisa, we're saying that the Chum actually say, no, once you're talking about getting Noshim, even Hedyotis are acceptable because they're really irrelevant. You're not relying on them. The Shemus of Hakim, so you know that they're Goyim. And there's Eidim Asira. The Xeris, you might use them as Eidim Asira, you wouldn't. You know their names. You see their names are not Jewish. So the only case is Puzzles by Arkos and Hedyotis and Shemus of Hakim. Then there's a Xeris, you might come to use them. But now, by Hedyotis, when you contrast Hedyotis to a case of Shtari Mecher, you're not relying on the fact that there's any material. Your whole purpose of the thing is to be a proof, which means you're going to bring this piece of paper later on down the road, some point in time, to prove that there was a sale. So now you're relying on the signatures. Right, so by our coast, we rely on the signatures. But by Hedyotis, we can't rely on their signatures.
But by a get,
we're not worried about the raya. The whole purpose of the get is just the Maisa Gerishin.
Down the road, you're gonna.
We'll have to deal with that. But that's not the primary purpose of a get.
Okay.
I mean nowadays women doesn't keep the get. The Bezdin takes the get and gives her a documentation from the Bezdin that she's divorced. In the Gemara's time, they used to use, they would use the get as a rye, but that wasn't the primary purpose of the get.
It's not a primary purpose.
So Shingle Mill says, no, you got this proof that you're proving that they were machsher, our coast by Gittin Noshim was a totally different case. Avelu Gittin Noshim Ksherim and Mokam Shengi Sokhoism Klemmer. Avelu Gittin Noshim Shatem Machshirim. Those Gittin Noshim, which you were a Machshir, was Amosai Haim Ksherim and Mokam Shengi Sokhoism. Which is, in other words, Be'ir Shane Oiv the Chachom and Menichim as Yisrael Lachter. The Goyim did not allow the Jews to sign on documents. Yikim and Eny Sokhoism and Boisah Oir. Since the Jews do not sign any documents in that city, and therefore, I will never make a mistake to use the people signed on the documents as my edim, because I know if they signed it, they can't be Jewish. So I will go get Jews to give it in front of. I welcome she saw Chaisman. Even though these are shemus muvhakim, still psulim. The mechsharta bahani also the chshuri b'shemus enim muvhakim, because then we're geyser. You might even use shemus enim muvhakim, and then use them as edim asiru. So Mor says, well, the same way you're geyser shemus muvhakim. Because of Shemeshenim of Hakim, you should go to a city where only Goyim signed, because of the city where Jews signed. These are Makam Shem Yisrael Chayisim, and Kihecha, the Goyim, there's Shemeshenim of Hakim, also Shemeshenim of Hakim. The same way you're going to this, we go to that to that. So Mor says, people don't confuse cities. So it wasn't a case of a court, but it was a case of the gathering group. So you would have like the city elders that they would gather together. So your town council was a kanufia. Kanufia is a gathering. So he thought that has the same validity as our kos. Amalei Raf from our coast, Tanan. It's simply a lock on our coast. Fine. Amar Rava. High Shtora Parsa. This star, which is written by these Parsiim. The Mosin Ele Ba'api Sadi Yisrael, so the Re'edim is Siro. So it's kosher, but Magvinan Bey Mibnei Chori. We only give it a status of, we know that it's true. And therefore, he can collect, but he cannot collect from the Kuchos. Okay. Somewhere says, "Well, hello, Yadi, the Mikra. We should be concerned that it was written in this Parsal language. So the Ada Masira do not necessarily know what it said. Our answers, but Yadi, but in one case, we know the Ada Masira knew." The goyim weren't makom when they would make their documents to put it on the ksav shani yochel the zayif. So during the different steps of the process of of processing the parchments, at some point, the erasures on it would not be noticeable. So it's possible to alter the document after it was signed. So it's Yochel Azayev. The law is, it has to be, for our purpose, it has to be exception Yochel Azayev. So our answer is Bidafitzim. So they did the process of using Afotzim, which is gallnuts, and that step of the process makes it that any erasure will be noticed. And therefore, it's a valid shtar. When we write a shtar, one of the requirements of writing a shtar is that you repeat the main points of the shtar in the bottom line. If you don't do that, the shtar is puzzled. So they weren't makana doing that. So why is the shtar kosher? The more answers, they did it. Bit of mahara, they did write the main points of the shtar again in the last line. So Moshe says, "Yehachi mimeshavdi nami." So if you're telling me that it was eniyachol azayif, like the lach is supposed to be, and it was erechayz reshita chayna, so it's written as a kosher shtar. So why can't you collect from mishubadim? So my answer is, less they call them. So the advantage of a shtar is that it becomes well known amongst the populace what had happened, and therefore we say if any person bought it, they bought it being aware of the potential that there's a shtar out there which created a lien. So you bought it out with that understanding. So if you end up being losing the field, that's what you agreed to. But if it wasn't known that there was a shtar out there, and the Lekuchas bought it, so you cannot collect from the Lekuchas. So that requires that there was a kol. So more saying the kol is produced by the Eidei Yisrael being signed in it. And there were no Eidei Yisrael signed in it. I think what I'm saying is my diet. So he's going back right now to regular stories, which he said are kosher and are kos. Bikinufia darmoi, a gathering of the non-Jews, shein and arkos, but it wasn't a court. And the more said, it's specifically loch and arkos. Shtar parso, shasu balosh and parsi. It was written in Farsi, because Persiim Hedyotus alav, and was signed by Hedyotus. So it wasn't Arkos. And so the Mora says that Rava said if it's given in front of Sadi Yisrael, you can use it for Bnei Chori. The Edom who witnessed the Nesina, the Mikri, they don't know how to read it. So how could they testify in it? They don't know what it said. It's more, so they could read it. You need a Sheniyachol Azayif. Sheyaklaf Masukan, it has to be processed by Fotzim. Mishas Ibud, when you do the Ibud, you have to include Afotzim in the process of the Ibud. Sherosin Asar Shachar, which it darkens the page. Shuvain Adam Oisabo Machak, a person cannot erase the Chazer, a curse of love, and then rewrite in it. Neshunikr, because if you would do that, it'll look lighter than the rest of the page. When you erase it, it'll erase some of that darkness. So you'll be able to tell that there's been some tampering with those words. So it makes it that you cannot tamper. But if you don't do a fotzim, so then it's all the same color. Even after you erase it, it looks the same way. So you can't tell if there was an erasure or not. The klofei persiim enam mubadim ba fotzim. The Perseum in general wouldn't do this process with a fatzim. Shakur and gals, gallnuts. A person could then, and since that's true, somebody could come along after it was signed, erase what it wrote, So Adam, leaving the signatures on the bottom, because of the Mala, Maman Harbe, and then rewrite the documents with a larger amount. A larger amount. So it's not a reliable document. Some more answers that the scenario was, it was, it did have a fatsi. So we fulfill this statement by the phrase of a kinyan min ploini akoma the kasa first leil but one of the kasha mitznaybe the kasha rakayom. That's our last line. So you have to have that that phrase. Otherwise, it's not kosher. They did that also. They don't usually do that, but the case was that Rabbi was machshir was in such a scenario. So Morris says, okay, so it's a good start. So our answer is, let's say called Fishain Chesimi, so because there's no Jew signed in it. The Sadi, the Chesimi, Ashtara, Inun Mafi, the call. The fact that Adam was signed in the star, that's what generates the call. Fishain Lekeach, Nifsit, Damale, Lahaviyad. The difference of the Lekeach doesn't lose. Darmalei lo havi yadana de mishabed loch. He can't claim. I didn't know that there was a lien. But if there's Jews signed in it, so then it could collect from mishabdi because there's a co. Okay. I want to see one point of your one or two points in Tosis. We'll leave that for tomorrow.